This is Greg.
I'm looking for the governor of Montana. Would he be around today? Is the governor there? Hello, is this the governor?
It is. Good to be with you, John.
How you doing there, Governor Greg Gianforte?
Well, I'm happy to be with you.
So, you've been busy. That sounds like you've just been nonstop busy since the inauguration.
Well, we did. And, you know, we had some good news for the Flathead yesterday. These frivolous lawsuits from the previous administration. You know, it's been a tough year for small business. We don't need the state government piling on. Yesterday, we filed paperwork to dismiss all these cases. We took care of their legal expenses. And it's one step towards getting back to normal.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And I bet they're just so happy that they got that out of the way.
Well, I'm looking forward to going to some of those establishments, having a sandwich. I'm hoping they introduce like a freedom sandwich. That would be one I would order.
That would be, wouldn't it?
And yeah, that'd be good.
And then you also announced, too, that starting April 1st, vaccines will be available for those 16 and older.
Yeah, basically any adult in Montana that hasn't gotten the vaccine will be eligible on April 1st. You know, it's been a dark period for individuals, families, businesses in Montana, but we're making good progress. We've now, as of this week, we finished up our last vaccination clinic for long-term care and nursing homes. We've now vaccinated all our frontline healthcare workers. John, 90% of the deaths we've seen have been age 60 and above. We prioritize getting vaccine to them, and now it's time to take care of everybody else.
Yeah, I got my second shot on St. Patty's Day at the county fairgrounds, and it just the way they put things together out there, it was, you know, just really organized, and we went in, got our shot, stayed there for about 15 minutes to make sure we didn't have a bad reaction, and we were both, my wife and I. And we were on our way.
That's good.
Yeah.
I was there at the fairgrounds for one of those MaxVax clinics. And you're right. It was like clockwork. I'm just hoping if it was St. Patty's Day, you got a Guinness to wash it down.
I know. I'm trying to find a green beer. And they didn't have any green beers, but they had some great music they were playing. We had one nurse who really is from, he's from Britain. And he's the one that gave me the shot, but he was picking out all the music and he loves me. He was playing like all these like Chuck Berry songs and stuff. It was pretty cool.
Well, you know the UK expression. They don't say, did you get the shot? They said, did you take the jab?
Jab. He was really slow, too. He, like, poked it in nice and slow and just slowly put the medicine in. He said, this will make it so your arm doesn't hurt as bad.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but that didn't work. My arm still hurt. I got to ask you, though, this lawsuit with for the pipeline, how's that moving along? Is that got any bite to it?
Well, I'm so proud of our Attorney General, Austin Knutson. He filed suit yesterday with 20 other attorneys general across the country, calling President Biden to task. I mean, I was up there in SACO. I saw 30 miles of pipeline sitting there. The county commissioners in Phillips County told me that if this pipeline went through, their county revenues would have gone up about 50% just because of the pipeline property taxes. That's money to pay for teachers, schools, law enforcement, infrastructure. I was meeting in Glasgow with the owner of the Cottonwood Inn there, and he made over $1 million investment in more rooms in anticipation of all those workers coming.
Wow.
What's he going to do with that investment? The superintendent of the Scotties, the high school there, he said he wasn't sure he's going to be able to hire teachers in the fall because the pipeline went away. This was a single stroke of a pen by President Biden pandering to these environmental extremists on either coast. It makes no sense. This is a bipartisan project, fully approved, and I think President Biden violated the U.S. Constitution. That's what our attorney general said, and I agree with him.
Well, or at least this are the state's rights, right?
Yeah, this is an international agreement. It crosses the Canadian border, comes down through, and our U.S. Constitution is very clear that only Congress can regulate multinational commerce, interstate and international international commerce. And the Congress did approve it. President Biden had a chance to not sign that bill, to not move it forward. He chose not to. That was a decade ago. Hundreds of millions and billions of dollars have been spent. And for a capricious decision like this, just a stroke of a pen on day one, to put so many Montanans out of work and to endanger our school systems and infrastructure, it's just reckless.
Yeah, and Canada, not very happy about that either.
No, I was on the phone with the premier in Alberta this week, and this was the major topic of discussion. These environmental extremists, they just think of us as flyover country. They had never come to visit. I mean, even today, we had another situation where we had to actually tell people it's okay to eat meat. There's others that think we should get it out of our diet. I know a lot of cowboys that aren't too happy about that.
No. It's just getting crazy out there. Even when I was talking to that nurse when I was getting my vaccine, he said, it's silly. The things that are going on right now, that stuff doesn't make any sense. And I hope this thing has teeth, because we got to make sure that we get that pipeline. It's not just for Montana either. All the other states, too, that would benefit from having the pipeline run through their state, and all the money that would benefit those states, too. So it's not just Montana. It's a lot of other states involved, too.
That's right. We were on that first section up there. We had the contractor that had gotten the contract to build that first 90 miles inside the United States right there in Montana. He said because of President Biden's action, they were not going to hire about 1,000 people just for that one section.
Wow. Yeah, and there's a lot of people here that will travel over there that work, and now, they have to pick up and relocate, try to find a job. And with the way that they're saying, you can go work on some kind of a windmill or something like that, that's just silly. That doesn't make sense. These guys work in the oil field, and they make really good money, and that money stays locally. And it's just, I'm scratching my head, Governor. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, there are repercussions that go through all elements. Even Big Flat Electric that was up there, they're the local electric co-op. They provide power to folks across 3 counties in north central Montana. They were going to provide power to one of the pumping substations. They were going to build about 60 miles of transmission lines. The poles are sitting there where they're in their yard. They paid for them. They're not going anywhere. They told me that if they turned on that transmission line, not only would they create the jobs to build the lines, their electric load just for Big Flat Electric would have quadrupled.
Wow.
And the revenue from that one pumping substation would have allowed them, get this, to rebuild the entire electric grid across 3 counties in Montana.
Yeah. We got to get it done. Yeah, we got to make sure this thing sticks and, just get some normalcy back in our lives with all the craziness that's going on. Anything else going on in your plate that the listeners need to know? Anything that's coming up that we should be talking about?
Well, we're making progress. We talked about vaccines a little bit, but since I've been in office, we've gotten rid of the capacity limits. We've gotten rid of the hours of operation. We've gotten lawsuit protection for small business. I've lifted the statewide mask mandate, and we're getting shots in arms. And all the other work we want to do around good paying jobs, increasing teacher pay, trades education, fighting the drug epidemic, none of that's going to be possible till we beat this pandemic. And I just want folks to know the numbers are good. Hospitalizations are down. New infections are down. And now we're getting shots in arms of anybody that wants one starting April 1st. And the light at the end of the tunnel is getting brighter. And we're going to get back to normal pretty soon.
Well, your administration, keep doing good things for Montana. We're proud of what you did for the Flathead Valley and the businesses here, getting rid of that lawsuit. That was an awesome move, and there's a lot of people that are proud of the move that you guys made in your administration.
Well, it's my pleasure. I love this state, and I want to see it prosper.
Now, when are you coming back up? When are we going to see you again?
Well, probably soon. There's still a little cat herding going on down here at the legislature.
Yeah.
we got to finish that up, and then I'm hoping. I think if I'm in my office, I'm not doing my job.
Yep.
So I'll be here, the beginning of each week for staff meetings and then on the road. And I usually will try and get to the Flathead at least once a month. So we'll look forward to visiting with you up there.
Well, cool. Well, you keep doing the work and we'll do whatever you need us to do. So just, stay in touch and we'll get the word out here in the Flathead Valley.
Well, thank you, John. Thanks for having me on.
Governor Greg Gianforte.